California students who don't identify with the gender of their birth have new rights under a state law that took effect January 1st. The School Success and Opportunity Act, as it's known, allows transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond to their gender identity. They can also try out for sports teams without any gender restrictions. Opponents are challenging the new policies, and they'll find out soon if their referendum to repeal the law qualified for the November ballot. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis has the story of one rural town that got a head start on accommodating transgender kids.
Meet 16-year-old Ashton Lee. The high school junior says his friends can spot him a mile away.
I'm pretty masculine. Like, I have broad shoulders and I'm pretty tall. I'm built like my dad.
Ashton was born a girl, but identifies as a boy. He remembers not fitting in as early as preschool.
I used to go by Kimberly. It never really felt like it was my name. I mean, it never fit me.
Later on in middle school, he battled depression and thoughts of suicide. He's now a junior at Manteca High School. Manteca's a small, conservative town in the San Joaquin Valley. Ashton says his life finally changed a couple years ago after he stumbled upon the word transgender.
I'd been struggling with not feeling like I was right in my body my whole life, and it just clicked when I read that. But, oh, that makes sense. I'm not a freak because of that. Other people feel like this.
But Ashton says he still felt extremely uncomfortable at school because he was treated like a female student. When a bill giving transgender students more rights on campus became law this year, Ashton decided to use it after he was assigned to an all-girls aerobics class.
We had a lot of conversations about how to deal with this.
Clara Schmid is with Manteca Unified. She was picked to come up with a new district policy after Ashton came forward.
Controversy on either side of this is something that a school district does not want.
So Schmid did her own research, calling other districts and meeting with attorneys. She says it became clear to her that Ashton was entitled to certain rights. In Manteca, teachers now have to address Ashton by his new name, use all the corresponding male pronouns, and Ashton's free to use the boys' restroom and the boys' locker room.
It really boiled down to the fact that he really just wanted to be treated like a male student. I think our staff was really good, too, about helping parents understand that. It wasn't our choice. It really was about following the law.
Some Manteca High School parents say they're concerned about their children's privacy, but didn't want to talk publicly about this sensitive topic. The only district statewide that has adopted a resolution opposing the new law is Chino Hills Valley Unified School District in Southern California. Chino parent Miguel Mendoza says his fear is that male students may abuse the law.
When I was in high school, I know of so many boys who would have loved to switch their identities for a day to walk into a girl's locker room or a girl's restroom. My prediction, what I see happening is an increase of sexual assaults in the public school system. That is my fear.
Mendoza is part of a statewide coalition that's collected signatures trying to put a referendum on the November ballot aimed at overturning the law. If the referendum is allowed, schools will have to put implementation on hold. Right now, many school districts trying to follow the law are turning to San Francisco Unified, which has been granting equal rights to transgender students for almost a decade. Kevin Gogan, the district's director of safety and wellness, says they work with educators to make them feel more confident in touchy situations.
What if I forget and I use the wrong pronoun? Well, then you apologize and you say, how would you like to be addressed? These are the kind of very basic things we work with teachers on.
The district also helps students with everything from a legal name change to coming out to families and friends. At Manteca High, Principal Frank Gonzalez makes the rounds on his campus. He says he expects a tougher road ahead if one of his male students identifies as a female and wants access to girls' facilities.
From talking with parents and being a parent myself, I think that would be the big issue. We'll cross that road when we get there. I don't know how to handle it. That's going to be very challenging for us.
Principal Gonzalez says if that day comes, he'll be relying on school district attorneys and leaders to help him navigate what for many school districts across the state is uncharted territory. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.